Hi there, welcome to Fungeons and Flagons. It is Monday night, 6 p.m. at twitch.tv/geekbomb. But if you're watching live on YouTube, a big hello to you as well, because we have to go online this year, being 2020. But we're still bringing the Fungeons and Flagons to you. For those that are chatting along, I will be grazing the chat there, but a big shout out to everyone who is following and subbing. Nathan Swap cheering with 100 bits and Splinter Smith subscribing for 2 months. I appreciate you. Woohoo! If you do want to catch all the full episodes, maybe you caught half of this, or you know, you're not going to be able to stay for the whole time, the full episodes will be available on youtube.com/geekbomb. Big shout out to adventurer and DM pass holders, because we added 2 new Patreon tiers this year, and the adventurers assisted on not only helping us impact the story, but they're choosing what the surges are going to be and doing brainstorms, and the adventurers jumped in to help this week as well. If you want to find out those, just jump onto patreon.com/geekbomb for the details of those tiers. Plus the DM pass holders get re-rolls. Now we've been using more and more of these lately, and apparently some people who don't watch live have the ability to re-roll. So we're trying to figure out a way to do that, because the re-rolls are very, very necessary. If you do have one and you're in the chat, all you have to do is just make a whisper via Twitch chat to @SpectrumGameMess. That is Caitlin, and they'll ping me to let me know that we can stop the gameplay and get that re-roll happening. Let me know who's rolling and what it was. And let's shout out to those. So I want to personally thank Justin, Michelle, Jimmy, The Void Sorcerer, Mr. Pirate Dancer, Zombie Squirrel, Jablink16, Thierry, DBK Joe, Ask for Seconds, DKTE, Seb_X, Katniss, Adam, Nathan, Terry, Alex, and Caitlin. Thank you so much for being our backers and helping make this a real, real thing. Also, that intro, John Daly made an orchestrated musical intro for us. It is so good. Check out John Daly on his SoundCloud. And we have a subreddit, a beautiful illustration from Glitter Ghouls yet again. You may remember last week she did a fantastic Claudius. Well, this time around, she's done an amazing Patty Pinkbeard. Look how fabulous Patty looks with the thigh-high boots and the thunder sword that she quite literally pulled out of nowhere. Loving that one. Welcome to Big Booty. Let's bring in Hector and Kate. Super excited to have those two back. Kate Welsh, who is the designer at Secret Door and Dreamhaven, and Hector, who is an extraordinaire, who just launched another YouTube channel. You want to tell us about that?
Boom. I did do that. It's called Heroes Reforged, and it's going to be me and my pals doing whatever we want. So check it out. It's going to be nerdy. It's cool. We're doing it through the internet because COVID, but it's cool.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Proud of you, bud.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Are we still at Big Booty Bite?
Yep. Yeah. Cool. Hey, do you have anything to plug? I want to give you some airtime too.
No. We did. We were in a Halloween game with Matt Lillard over the weekend, and donations benefit Extra Life. So if you missed that, I think it's on youtube.com/dndwizards. And it was a wonderful time and very spooky. And it was also Matt Lillard's second ever time DMing. So please go leave him a supportive comment, because he did great.
Aw, love that guy.
Yeah, he's a sweetie.
Also, our resident artist is back. As I do the recap for last episode, @TerryTrinArt on Instagram has recapped it in an animated style. So let's get on to what happened last week, previously on Fungeons and Flagons. Armed with a map showing the location of the ancient shard, Elaine and Brumhild head to the location on land, only to find that the island that's supposed to be, you know, right there is not right there. It's now underwater. They locate a nearby coastal port filled with pirates called Big Booty Bay. That is how you have to say it, apparently. Mm-hmm. The pirates seemed upset and very parrotless. Upon entering the local tavern, they met Patty Pinkbeard, the pirate mage, who explained that the pirate parrots were going missing one by one. In exchange for a potion that could grant them the ability to breathe underwater, thus being able to visit the now underwater island, would they help her find their missing parrots? They ventured into the nearby forests where shrieks were heard, and they stumbled across the bodies of three of the meanest, toughest pirates who'd gone in searching for more clues other than one large white feather at every parrot disappearance. The adventurers finally found a treehouse, or was it a birdhouse, home to all the parrots, and a giant white Arakocra who used to be Patty's pink pirate, but was transformed after being around her magic for so long. With the two reunited, it was nothing but support for each other. Patty fulfilled her bargain by making the special potion, which was good enough for three uses. Our students now have what they need to venture underwater. What could possibly go wrong? And so here we are with Elaine and Brumhild. You are still a big booty boy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I just needed to acknowledge old Elaine is killing me. In those illustrations. Oh my God. Perfect.
Caroline's not great, but one of your surges was to have a luscious, beautiful, sexy scarf, which you definitely do have now.
For a brief few minutes, I had forgotten that I was so old, that I was physically 57 years old. So now I am back feeling and talking like that. Great. Oh, this is fantastic. What time is it? I want to go home and have dinner and go to bed.
Can we get that second image full screen again? Because
yes, please.
Brumhild also looking a little different. I don't know if you saw your new addition.
Oh, yeah, my enormous hunchback.
Wait, I feel like you've lost a foot of height with that.
I definitely have. I think I might be I might be only 7 feet now.
And you have stars in your eyes from fangirling so hard over.
I was fangirling.
I love that. Well, you guys now have this potion. What would you like to do?
I suppose we should drink this.
And out of nowhere, a portal opens next to you. And it's about a nearly 7-foot portal. And out walks this very lumbering, stern-looking, somewhat poignant, expressioned, half-orc, who's wearing armor with the crest of the Arcane Academy. And out comes Carrington Ben.
Oh, portals make me puke.
Oh, I take a giant step back. Oh, no. Please.
Maybe take another step back because I think I'll portals make me puke. Oh. I'm good now.
All right. Well, thanks for the warning. You're from the... Are you Barrington Careman?
Yeah, one and only.
No, Brumhild, this is our classmate. Carrington Behrman is his name. Carrington Behrman.
Right. Sorry. What are you doing here? That big booby?
Well, aside from the puking, which was unfortunate and not planned, I assure you, Headmaster sent me here to provide a little assistance. Apparently, just thought you could use an extra hand.
I believe it was a bad surge. It might have been a natural one. I can't remember exactly, but it's just a stroke of bad luck. Do you ever get like, you get, and then poof, magic happens? Well, that's what happened to me.
Get it. Been there. Happens.
How tall are you, Carrington Behrman?
6'5".
Nice. Okay. Especially with my hunchback, I'm like almost eye level with you. I'm like, well, it's nice to make eye contact with you. This is refreshing.
And I really fix my posture just to get as big as I can. I'm trying to match you. Clearly there's something happening where I want to be on your level. It's a pleasure to meet you as well.
This is nice. And I look down at my much smaller, also hunchbacked companion, but that one's just from straight age. And I'm like, well, do you think we have enough potion for Carrington Behrman to come with us?
If we ration it, yes, I think we have enough potion for him to, but I'm curious because Carrington, what little I know about you in our school is you're someone who doesn't care about the faculty, care about the teachers. What made you decide to come in? Help us after the headmaster asked, what does he have on you? What's happening, man?
You know, it's as simple as this. People think half orc, all traps. This guy's nothing but just smash, you know? And I just want to show people like, no, there's like a giant brain in here that's doing giant thinking and thoughts. So like, I just want to finish and get out. And he said, hey, if you really want to get out of here, quickly, why don't you go help these two knuckleheads? And I was like, duh, smashed the door, hopped over here in the portal, puked, and here we are.
Did he refer to us as knuckleheads? Really, that was his words?
I think that's pretty well deserved, actually.
He used more colorful vocabulary. I'm just trying to keep it PG and friendly, gang.
Sure, yeah, okay. Yeah, but you know what? Then we welcome you, yes, because I feel like Broomhilde and I, we can absolutely relate. Everybody looks at me and thinks, oh, look, it's Elaine. He's 57 years old. He's creepy. What's he doing in this whole high school? Mm-hmm. People don't know. I'm actually 17 on the inside, and I have been afflicted with a magical curse. People look at Broomhilde and go, oh, she's super tall and so cool. Mm. What is she doing hanging out with Elaine? She steals stuff.
Nobody thinks that. Everybody thinks we're equally cool, and that's why we're stuck together.
No, to be fair, honestly, I've thought that for a while, so yeah. That tracks.
Okay, that's fair, yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming to help us, and honestly, it's kind of weak that you just have to help us and you need to early graduate. Meanwhile, we're barely hanging on to the school. We have to breathe underwater and just to barely pass. But you know what? We're going to prove ourselves. We're all three of us going to prove ourselves, right, Broomhilde?
Oh yeah, that's my plan. I'm starting to remember. And moderator, please, I want to see if I remember any stories about Carrington Bearman and maybe a situation where there was a bear that ate another student. I'm like starting to put this in my head. Like what is this? Can I roll and see if I remember?
Oh yeah.
Okay. 17.
Oh yeah, you absolutely heard this rumor, and they tried to swoop it under the rug, but that combat day, remember the Minotaur that everyone was that was like smoke and mirrors, because Carrington Surge turned into a bear and ate a student.
Yeah.
Illusions were put in place so no one really knew that.
Well, I didn't turn into a bear, you know, my bear was summoned out from my magical chest plate, my spirit animal, but yes, said bear did wreak a lot of havoc. It was a bad day. It was a bad surge.
Yeah, it was just a bad surge.
So
maybe you also turned into a bear, and then you and your bear became unbearable.
Oh my god, Maud.
Oh god, it was worse than the portal.
That's fair. But yeah, you've kind of hurt and you're starting to remember this particular rumor. Yeah.
Okay, so someone of higher intelligence might be like, oh no, I need a moment. I have to tell Elaine this. But Broomhilde, not being the brightest crayon, she just turns to Elaine in front of Carrington. She's like, this is the guy who summoned a bear what ate that kid.
Ah, yes. I knew that. Yes, I remember. Only because our friend Phineas was the poor boy who turned into the Minotaur, and his stepbrother Ferb, he was the one who was killed by the bear because he never showed up again. So he was talking to me about it. He said, I haven't seen Ferb in a long time. And I think I recall him being eaten by a spirit bear made up of some kind of energy. And I said, you're having a rough week, buddy. And then afterwards, I turned into an old man. So we've all been there, you know, bad surges is what it's all about, you know? So, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and listen, everyone knows he's the guy who summoned a bear who killed an innocent kid. But here's what they don't know, my side of it, okay? And let me explain, it was an accident.
Right, yes, of course.
Like you said, Elaine, bad surges happen, and that's what happened. I just feel like we all need to move on, even that kid's family. It's like, move on, you know?
Yeah, I you know what? For the purposes of us getting this done, I'm going to go ahead and agree. Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Can I just say that, like, right now I'm feeling like this is a safe, judgment-free zone. And
totally.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, and I'm feeling like this is good. This is right what's happening right now.
I think that Broomhilde and I have definitely hit that point as well. If we don't give any more fucks, so we are absolutely, absolutely judge-free. Yeah.
Broomhilde gasps when you swear. Like, oh, being old has changed you.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of stuff.
The good thing, though, is that you do have the potion in hand, and Lamps, who was just kind of making use of their times, you know, just finding fish in the coastline, right next to you.
Oh, very nice. Oh, this is all Griffin Lamps. lamps. This is Carrington Behrman. And I don't know if he can carry all three of us, but now seems like a great time to find out. So after you, Elaine.
Okay.
Where did you get a walker? When did you find a walker?
Well, because I can reach my hand into a portal and just pull stuff out. Remember, I also have that ability somehow. So I just went in there.
That's right.
A walker.
Is that walker battle ready?
We're gonna find out, I guess. That's right. Yeah.
Wait. Why are we battling? What do you two know that I don't?
Hey, I don't know anything. I've been with you the whole time. What, Carrington? What do you know? What did Headmaster Reedville tell you about going underwater?
What did he tell you?
Not much then. No. He said we might have to battle. I don't know. I assumed there's things underwater. I can't see underwater, which makes me think, what's really under there? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Broomhild is utterly transfixed by this question. Like, it fucks her up bad. She's like,
Broomhild, come on, let's go. Come on. Hop on.
All right. And I'm behind you, Elaine, in my customary position, grappling you as though you are the only lifeline I have to this mortal plane.
And Carrington follows in suit. We're all three hopping on the same one, yeah?
Let's do it. Just a big old triple bear hug.
And I just, while we're all triple hugged up, I lean forward and I whisper to both of you, this feels right.
It's wrong for lamps, though. Lamps can fly and take off, but not last very long. So as you, and realizes this, as the X marks a spot on the map where the sunken island is that you can kind of see from above, lamps is just woo.
Oh.
Okay, everybody hop off. Here we go. Everybody take 1/3 of this to drink, okay? Well, wait, that's incorrect math. I'm going to take a little bit. Broomhild, you take a little bit. Carrington, you take a little bit. Okay, here we go.
And you hear Lance just be like, I can't do anything right.
Holy, you can talk? I didn't know that a griffin could talk.
It's like, you know.
Okay. So it didn't talk?
No. Okay. It would have been happy if it could talk, surely.
What about its pet snake? What about your pet snake? I say, but that's Griffin for what about your pet snake?
Yeah, and it responds with, which was, I ate it.
Hey, serious question, gang. Have any of you ever spit off a griffin while you're flying? Do you want to?
Oh, Carrington, come on. Let's be adults, okay? Come on.
I'm already hawking a loogie.
Yeah, and with that, you notice that as you go in to do that, you can't breathe in air. All of you can't breathe in air. Air is no good.
Time to fall.
It's a potion. A potion.
We dive in.
Fantastic. So, yay!
New overlay. Look at that.
Yes, you do have a new overlay with names as well.
Wow.
So you go underwater and it's just sort of beautiful. It was already clear waters, and you can see the wreck and this like sort of looming shadows of what's beneath you. And you find this island. I think I sent it to you, Marianne. Let's see if we can.
Never learned to swim good.
Oh yeah, does anyone know how to swim or not know how to swim?
Carrington doesn't.
How does 18? I do. Oh, I'm an excellent swimmer.
You are doing the best breaststroke, and you're coming down. And as you have swum, you know, maybe 100 feet underwater, which is fine because you know you can breathe. You see that temple. Let's just show it again. There it is. Nice. There's this temple that is situated on the island that are in between what would have been two mountainous peaks, and it's nestled right in there. There's this luminous sort of light eerily glowing from it, and there is a blackened sort of cave-like entrance.
Okay, I have two very serious questions before we do anything. One, Elaine, do you know how long this potion lasts for?
Yeah, we were told it was going to be probably less than an hour, so we got to go.
Okay, we got a boogie. Two, though, did you guys see that jellyfish between us and the thing? And do you dare me to kiss it?
I dare you. I dare you. You won't do it. You won't do it. You won't do it.
I start swimming over.
Carrington, no, if you get stung, we're going to have to pee on your mouth underwater, and that's going to be really tricky, okay? I'm just giving
it's you... not. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. Go, go, okay. Do it.
Okay, okay.
And you get electrocuted.
Ah, shit!
Your hair is standing up on end underwater, which is like still rippling, and you have been absolutely
in water. Ow, ow, you guys, ow, worth it though.
Oh my God, are you okay? Are you all right? Are you all right? I swim. I don't actually want him to get hurt. I'm just an idiot child. You okay?
Hey, maybe if one of you guys can pee and swim, and I'll swim behind you, because this is god awful. Oh God, this hurts so bad. Why didn't you tell me not to?
Elaine, can you pee and swim? I'm instantly like, I don't want to do it.
I'm 57 years old. I always have to pee. Yes, of course.
Oh, thank God.
All right. You swim in front. You swim in front of Carrington. Carrington, you swim behind him and try to get his piss
okay,
on your face.
Talking about, I can't do it when everybody's watching me.
I'm not watching. I'm not watching.
As, oh no.
Okay. Are you going yet?
Okay, wait a second. Just wait. I'm not as young as I used to be, you know. Come on. Give me the pee-pee. Come on. Just a little bit. There you go. Yeah, baby. Woo.
Okay. Oh, while, it's warm. Oh, it's so warm. Okay.
While this is happening, there's an ambush attack.
Oh, man. Oh, this is the worst time for it.
Yeah. So it notices that obviously loud noises and a lot of movement and urine is occurring. And so these, what are they bloody called? Murloc-esque type creatures. I don't know. Come on. What was it called again? Chat.
They make, instead of like, they go.
They're called Swagger, I believe.
Swaggers?
Have we got, Marianne, do we have the...
Luggers?
Oh, them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got it. So four of these shoot out from like a formation and
that's
they
not good.
Hold their little tridents up to your throats. Do not come in.
What was that?
Do not come in.
Yeah.
Who peed? That's disgusting.
Where do you pee?
What was that? Did the seaweed?
Where do you pee?
Honestly, so where do you pee? Where do you pee in your kingdom? What do you do? You go to the surface to pee? Yes. Come on.
He's got a point.
Don't act like you don't swim in your own pee and poop.
Very disrespectful. You cannot come in.
With respect, we couldn't find a bathroom.
And one of them straight up just... goes
oh my God.
Yeah, goes for Carrington because his mouth is open.
I have a question. Do I have any battle advantages from having just been peed on?
I mean, you are back to full health.
Okay.
From being electric.
Do you have any sort of like extra vigor or anything?
Good Lord, no.
Does he have any electric superpowers from being electrocuted?
Roll.
Yeah. 19.
You have caught a thunderbolt-esque type thing in your hand that you can use. But you are currently getting a trident to the throat. And it missed, but it grazed. It nicked just a little bit, but it was like, oh, oh, and it saw the lightning and did that.
Is it, are we in initiative now, or was that just one guy?
Nope, no initiative for this one.
All right. We just all we want is there's a weird little shard down here. We don't need to come in. You just bring the shard out. Why not?
Dave out.
One more again.
It must stay there.
A specific reason that the shard of the magical tablet needs to stay there?
What we have been assigned to do, guard it. You also know that these guardians are like a level one.
Okay,
listen, doesn't matter. We're not going to judge them. We're also not the best students at our school. It's fine. I'm assuming we can just talk to them as opposed to just try to fight or kill them, which may make things worse. So we're going to sit here floating in my pee and try to have a conversation, okay?
Well, this guy right here, trying to point to Rob, he kissed a jellyfish. Can you believe that? He did it. No, I saw it. He did it. Look at his hair. That's what we had to pee on him, but this guy kissed a jellyfish.
Disrespect! And it goes for you, Brumhild.
Oh, this isn't going well.
19. It connects. Even though okay. You are 7 feet big, yeah, it's like it took a toothpick to your neck, but didn't tickle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do it. Ow!
No damage, but it was very inconvenient.
Hey, get away from my friend. I'm going to pull out my sword and slice at them underwater. Here we go. Slow motion.
Yep. Roll me with a +2 because they're so weak.
Forgot we should be floating.
+2, 17.
Oh yeah, you not only take out one, but you take out two of them. There's only two left.
Do I have to roll for initiative? Can I make a move here?
Go for it, move.
The one that just tried to stab me with the trident, I would like to take my ball of lightning. I'd like to pull him towards me with the trident and then just smash the ball of lightning into his face.
+7.
Oh my God. 19, wow, 2 throw.
Yeah, this guy is in pieces. And when the last one saw all of that happened, his two friends in twain and the other one being obliterated, got the truck out of there.
Okay, we should probably follow him because he's probably going to head back to Zashad or to whoever gave him the orders, yeah?
Actually, it was a 19 with a +7. Yeah, yeah. It also dropped the key.
Ooh. Or we could just use this key. I think we're good.
I would normally agree with you. We should go chase him down and finish the job, but we are on limited breath here, so I say we hop to it with that key.
Okay, sounds good.
So you swim through this dark cave, and then you find this ornate door, and there is a perfectly perfect keyhole right in the middle.
Guys, should I go ahead and use this key here and this perfect keyhole?
Do it.
You won't do it. I dare you.
It's not a dare. I don't know. Come on, Carrington.
If it doesn't work, I'll pee on you.
I don't agree to that. Okay, here we go.
It works. It works. God, good Lord, it works.
Lucky.
I never agreed. You didn't. Okay, here we go. Doors open.
So the doors both, swing open into this beautiful atrium. You can hear the sounds of sirens, melancholic lullaby, the sweet tones of this mystical music wafting through. There are iridescent lights from the jellyfish that are hanging on the walls as if they are like chandeliers dripping down the walls. And the tendrils are splayed out all across the walls. You look, perception check.
All of us?
Yeah.
Oh, I was right in the middle of looking. I don't know why I just stopped looking. Okay, here we go.
One.
Yeah, I'm so not perceiving. It is though I am no longer real.
No, the salt water is getting to you. You're breathing? Fine. Your vision blurred until, 11?
11.
And Carrington?
5.
Cool, so Elaine barely sees the fact that there are 5. Yeah, okay. Carrington, you've only got eyes for Brumhild's non-eyes, so you have to kind of like look for her now as your punishment for the 5.
But I'm also like grappling you from behind, so I'm messing with your vision too, and that's why you got a 5.
Come on, you kids, come on. Hey, knock it off back there. Come on, Heather, come on now.
Oh, Marco Polo.
So on the ground, you see that there are skeletons and armor and weapons that have rusted through that kind of litter the floors around here. You see that there are 2 staircases, one on the left and one on the right, that go from the bottom atrium level up into a second top level landing. And then at the front, at the top of that landing, you see that there is another door.
Okay, you two.
You think of what I'm thinking?
Stop your roughhousing. There is a a stance, but no, you're not going to throw me underwater. We can just walk up there right now. Come on.
Let him try. Let Carrington try. He's so strong. Look at him. He could throw you all the way up to that door. You wouldn't even have to swim the rest of the way.
If I fail and you don't make it, I'll pee on you, bro.
He'll pee on you.
That's not a good bet at any level.
From your point of view, how about this? If you guys walk up the stairs and I will try to swim up and meet you, we can see who gets there first.
Three.
Perfect. Two. Love it. Yeah. Oh, God. All right. Yes, we do that. We do that.
Roll.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going.
Oh, that's a nat 20, baby. Broomhilda Wubby.
Eight.
Three.
Nat 20.
All right. So Elaine with his three hurts his back and knees going up the stairs. It's just too many stairs, and stairs are not great, even with like the water to support. Carrington, you got an eight. You swim. Yep. You're just not great at swimming, and you can't, you know. No. You
see a lot of dog paddling.
You're going to got eyes for Broomhilda too. The salt has cleared from her gaze. Everything is 20-20 with your 20. And when you're running, you take it in two steps. the whole thing. And you've got just like, gloat. In fact, your charisma's gone up again.
My charisma's gone up.
That was impressive. I
was so motivated to like own Carrington because I feel like we have this like schoolyard competition going on. I was like, oh yeah, just because I want to be like that. Once you finally make it up.
And I'm still swimming. Am I almost there yet?
Yeah, you got that.
Okay. Okay. Good race.
And I have arrived. Okay, my sciatica is hurting so much right now. It must be after 5 p.m. because that's usually when it sort of kicks into high gear. It's usually the time I've been going to bed for the night. So this is crazy. I guess we're partying. Okay, here we go.
I got an idea, Elaine, just to help you out with your bum sciatica. What about two words, hear me out, piggyback ride?
That sounds fun.
Okay, I'll tell you what, if the shard is in the next room, then I'll have a piggyback ride on the way out, okay? Deal.
Okay, deal.
Broomhilda, you are first, you open the doors.
Yeah. And
as soon as you all step in and the doors shut, you get pushed back up against the doors because a giant bladed wheel situated in the middle of this empty room starts turning like a big turbine, and it's getting faster and faster and faster, and it's pushing a pressure of water up against you.
Oh.
Perception rolls.
Ouch. Three.
17.
Nice.
Harrington, a three, I feel like your hair is just kind of getting a little emo and like it's just starting to sit over you.
Definitely long enough. Like I have emo bangs for sure.
Yeah. So they're just starting to sit over your face a little bit. Elaine, what did you get?
My back. I got a six. My back hurts against this wall so bad.
You need to take a rest. Broomhilda, you got a
17.
You not only see that with this turbine going, it is pushing more rusted, dilapidated, great word, good as ornate, weapons and armor into the side of the walls with you, but you also see a glint of something on the other side of the wind turbine, and it looks, well, a water turbine in this case, it looks like a mechanism.
Across the water, like we would have to swim through the blades to get there,
or okay. Somehow just get on the other side of it.
Oh.
This is like a tunnel. Like there's no space around the side of the blade. It's just the tunnel.
Yeah.
Okay.
I turn to Elaine, like gracefully in the water, turn. I'm like, no. Elaine, it's another one of these puzzles where we're on one side of something and we got to get to the other side and we don't do a good job with it. We're very bad at this kind of puzzle.
Right.
Elaine.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think we have to rely on the intelligence of Carrington Behrman.
Guys, I just want to tell you, I think that's a really smart decision.
Okay, he heard me talking out loud, so yeah, we're doing this. Okay, Carrington, figure it out, man. It's a puzzle of some sort. You got this.
Almost like you've got to be there and then really instantly be somewhere else.
Yeah. Oh, man, if only there was somebody who could teleport over there safely. I mean, of course I can teleport, but this is up to Carrington. It really is. Mm-hmm. Take it away, Bearman.
Well, really, you guys, we just have to think about it in reverse. So, like, we want to end on the other side of it. So it's just like, think about who we are on the other side of it and then ask yourself, like, how'd I get here? You know? And, like, I think the way we got here was magic. So...
What if, okay, I've got one extremely serious question for you, Carrington Bearman.
Yes.
Can your bear swim?
Whoa.
I think it's time to whip out a bear, man.
Guys, this is going to sound crazy, but honestly, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yep, that's what we thought. Okay. Okay. What do we have to do to get this bear out?
Okay. So, well, it would probably help. Maybe I need to sort of go into a bit of a fit here. So I got an idea.
I'll give you a +5, Elaine. I will give you a +5.
Hang on, Carrington has an idea.
I want to hear him out. I want to hear him out.
Okay.
Typically, the bear only comes out when I rage. So I don't know how we get there, you know, but like typically it's not just like, oh, I have a good idea, I should bring the bear out. It's like I lose my stuff and the bear comes out.
So what?
Insult me. I don't know. Tell me something I wouldn't like.
I know what you could do to get frustrated. Try and convince Elaine to teleport. That could
Hey, man.
Because he can teleport. Did you know that?
Listen, we're not going to come down on you for being who you are, Carrington, but here's what we can do. We're going to remind you about the system that you have to go to school in, right? The system, man. Keeping you down. The professor's trying to keep you in school. And obviously, you're way smarter than anybody at the school. Like,
it's so obvious.
Doing here, man.
Thank you, you guys. Oh, you get me. But honestly, that just made me feel better. I don't actually feel more mad. I just feel like I feel seen right now. So,
does that happen a lot, though? Is that a positive surge? I'll give you a positive surge. I'll give you a +3 to that roll.
I love it. Okay, great.
Bear time.
Oh, baby. Nat 20.
Oh, my gosh.
Does the bear come out with goggles and a snorkel?
So we've never had anything higher than a 20, so I'm just going to give you 2 of the best surges.
Yes. Oh, that's an excellent Nat 20 policy.
All righty. I'm going to go, okay. Right, sick. You now have the Shield of Integrity. It is a selfless surge. The player suddenly holding the sturdiest titanium shield they have ever seen. If they choose to use this shield to block an attack, they will get a +5 to dodge, which we don't really do, but it's, you know what? You can dodge real well, and you've got a silver sturdy titanium shield. Thank you, Efrain, for that one. Also... Yeah, okay. The bard sensing imminent threat / battle. You let out a battle cry by reciting Shakespeare. You get a +4 to your attack. You can thank Stephen Summers for that one.
Now, Carrington Bearman, do you know any Shakespeare?
Oh, no.
Just shake a spear. If you find a spear, just shake it.
Take a spear,
I could smash a spear. I could take a bite out of a spear. I could definitely shake a spear.
Shake a spear. Also, your breastplate with this beautiful bear that has been designed onto it just appears and just bursts out from you. And it is this spirit-based bear. So it's translucent, knowing that you can kind of like, it won't hurt you at all because you have this camaraderie. What is your bear's name again? What's the good bear?
Ted.
Ted the good bear. Yeah. So Ted has burst out. It's the white bear. And it's the brown bear that is that's the grizzly, the bad one. But this white polar bear has gone out and it sees you and just puts paws to your knuckles.
We bump.
Wow.
And then in that moment with the other hand, I boop him on the nose.
Oh.
You also have a shield too. Don't forget about your shield and your shake a spear battle cry.
Yeah, I just sort of show them like, look what I got. What?
You know what? That titanium steel, that steel wouldn't break. It wouldn't break if you were to lodge it.
Yeah, I don't see how that applies to anything. So do you guys have any ideas?
Man, that shield is awesome. Hold on to that. Let me see if I can just teleport across this thing and then hit the button. Here we go.
Plus five to your roll.
Plus five, thank God.
Plus five. Oh my God, I gave you a plus five.
Hector.
I gave you a
this
plus.
This is why I don't like to teleport. This is why. I don't like it when you make me teleport.
Can we reroll?
Please, someone reroll this.
That's a one. You guys know that the pluses don't work if it's on a one because we know.
We know, Maud.
So when I teleport, do I end up halfway through the spinning blade and then die? What happens?
No, we vamp for 30 seconds so that someone can reroll your die. That's what happens.
Oh my God, how did you get a one? You know what? If you'd actually just teleported straight away, you probably wouldn't have gotten a one. It was the delay.
No. This is on you. That's on you. That's on you. That's on you.
No, it's also on me. I was also complicit in the Elaine baiting.
Can I just say that it seems like everything's gone really sideways since the ghost bear got here, aka Ted. Maybe we just send him to run through the blade and just like investigate that little shiny sparkly thing.
Yeah.
Probably do that because Elaine is up to his waist in the floor.
Oh no. Oh. Can we hold on to the bear and then it swim fast? Time out, says Maud.
Who did? Who? Hold on. Who Thank has used it?
Who's God. Used it?
Caitlin has used their role.
Caitlin themselves?
Yes.
Oh my God. Wow, that's a very prestigious role that you just got.
Hector, you get to re-roll thanks to Caitlin. You had a plus five on this teleportation roll.
Can I also just say that had Caitlin not given you her re-roll, you were 10 seconds away from getting peed on.
Stuck in the floor. Thank you, Captain Danke. Okay, here we go. Rolling.
Please, Hector.
Thank you, Caitlin. I swear to God.
I don't know what that face means.
What is that?
You get a 20? Get a 20. Got a 20. You got a 20. You got a 20. Oh my God.
How did I go from a 1 to a 20?
I don't know.
That happened to me earlier too. Also, 1 and 20. I don't care for it.
Okay. So the 1, you are in your, well, you know, that didn't happen because you got the reroll. So that didn't happen. The 20 meant that all three of you and Bear, Ted comes along for the ride too. All of you teleport exactly where you want to go. You're in the next room. You feel great. Elaine, your back feels better.
Oh, that's all I needed was to teleport. That was close, Carrington. I saw you whipping out your penis. You're about to pee on me. You
busted. You caught me. I was going to pee on you.
It's okay.
I'm going to get you before this is over.
I bet you won't. We'll see. I got everybody over here.
Room Hill.
Yeah.
No, we'll see what happens. We'll see. Okay, before we continue, I'm going to go ahead and press this button so that it's going to undo the fan so that we can go back normally when we come back. Okay, here we go. Ultimate Ninja Warrior.
And you press it and it all stops. It and slowly goes down. I just have to put in my earpiece. It's flat. I just have to get another one. We'll see.
Elaine, I honestly forgot that you could teleport.
I know. Honestly, me too. 57-year-old brain, I forgot it for a second.
My special ability is I can disguise myself a camouflage at will, and you'd be surprised how infrequently that becomes useful.
Yeah, it's probably because you can do it very well. It's probably why, yeah.
You probably do it now, because you enter the next room and you see there are, oh, come on, Maud, and your clicking sucks. You see that right in the middle of this room, raised on a beautiful sort of stone landing, let's just say, there is a giant treasure chest encrusted with sapphires and emeralds, and it's projecting this sea-like, wistful lights across the room. It is so big that you can actually see that there's three holes, keyholes to open it.
Are you guys seeing what I'm thinking?
Dibs.
Are you guys thinking that we all put a finger in the hole?
That was my second thought. Yeah, okay, let's do it.
All right. I feel like this isn't going to work. Is this some kind of pee thing?
Have you walked closer to the chest?
Yeah, we're
still 6 feet away, but we have our hands totally ready.
As you get closer to the treasure chest, the ornate armor rattles and it forms its own life, because a wisp and current of water takes hold of this plated armor and forms this giant trident. You see a water elemental myrmidon, and it springs to life as the guardian of the treasure.
Oh boy.
Water elemental myrmidon. I remember this from one of the classes we took. Oh, I can just recall what its weakness is.
Roll. Let me think.
Its weakness was, I rolled an 18. Okay.
Cool. So you know that if you remove the trident from it, then it disappears. The trident powers in the trident.
Nice. Okay, guys. Huddle up now. If we remove the trident, then we can defeat this water elemental myrmidon. Okay?
Okay. Hear me out. We should probably get rid of, what'd you call it? What's his?
It's a water elemental myrmidon. Trident.
Yeah, sounds like we should get rid of the trident. Hear me out. What if I send Ted to
Yes.
Go.
Awesome.
Roll for me.
Good plan. It's a good plan.
You're playing fetch with the trident.
Oh, boy. That's rough for Ted and for me.
Oh, no.
So you go, you're like, Ted, go. And Ted goes, eh? Ha! And turns back to face you and attacks you.
But no, it was a good surge. I thought he only attacks on a bad surge.
Yeah, but you rolled a one for him to play fetch, and so now he's gonna go for you. But only rolled a 7, so he's just menacingly like
a ha.
Good, like,
Ted. Oh, now is not a good time to be playing, Ted.
Well, Carrington, how do we defeat your bear? If you lose control, what are we supposed to do?
Honestly, the last time this happened, I just fed him a kid. So I don't really know the best way out of this, because I don't see any kids that we could feed him.
Oh, no.
I'm a kid, but I don't say anything. This is the moment where I feel like my first ever experience with wisdom is just not speaking up about the fact that I'm a child.
Oh, I so wish I didn't look like a 57-year-old man, because then I could use myself as bait. Oh, but I look so old. Darn it. Ah.
I reach a hand down to sort of soothingly pet Ted, and I'm like, hey, buddy.
And you have the amulet. You can talk to him, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm like, Ted, hey, I know things are weird right now. I'm really sorry that they're off. But it's me, your buddy. What do you say we go steal that giant stick from that weird Myrmidon man's hand?
All right, without the amulet, that would not have worked. With the amulet, it does. Try again. Roll for me.
11.
All righty, it makes its way over and it clamps down on the trident, but it cannot bring it back. But it's got the trident in its mouth.
Okay, we need to help him somehow. We have to cause some kind of a distraction on the water elemental Myrmidon. I think it's time. I think we all have to pee on him. Let's do this. Come on.
Yes.
I'm ready. I've been holding it.
Okay. I'm going to swim up towards its face and pee. Bearman, head over towards its face and pee.
Okay.
Swim towards its face and pee.
I'm there.
Cool, as you guys are just swimming towards it, it lashes out with, because it can't use its hands because it's holding onto the trident, so it lashes out with its water legs and just like water slaps you all.
Oh no.
Clearly the merman doesn't want to be peed on, guys. It must be his weakness.
Roll a 10, so I managed to kind of like just only push you back a little bit.
Okay. I got 13. Oh, you rolled a 10, okay. I was like, do I have to beat a 10? Is this functions?
Yeah, it depends. It really just depends on the role. And
what if?
Okay, what if we did this?
I peed a little bit just then.
What if I throw you as hard as I can at center mass and you hit him and hopefully that makes him lose his grip on the trident?
Wait.
What
if, Behrman, you throw me, but Broomhild, you throw Carrington Behrman because you're taller than him, and then we have a throwing chain and it goes even harder.
Yes!
Oh my God, Elaine, I can't believe you're not teaching classes at this stupid school.
I know.
Alrighty, go for it. Start off with who's throwing Elaine? So Carrington, I'll do your roll first. 17? Yeah, you have got a firm grip on Elaine with good propulsion. Broomhild?
12.
Yeah, cool. Elaine goes quite fast, like a little torpedo. But Carrington is slightly behind, also about to land on this Myrmidian.
I rolled a 16. Can I pee in its face?
Yes. Yes.
Yes! In your face, Myrmidian!
Do you have anything left in the
yes,
tank?
Yes, I'm 57 years old. There's always something in the tank.
Don't, you can't look. You can't look or else he won't be able to go. Everybody turn away. I say this to the Myrmidon too. Turn away.
Yeah, it rolled a 19 in defense for this. So it's going to slap. I mean, if it was under a 16, but it rolled higher than your 16.
Does he slap Elaine in a wing wong?
Underneath, but somehow does the zip on the pants up on the way out.
Wait, my junk was outside of the zipper and then it zips up?
But it's in and zipped.
It just neatly puts it all away.
Okay.
You.
Oh, that was close.
You landed a couple of hits on it. Like it's been hit, like the armor's sort of like breaking a little bit.
Okay. Hear me out. What if we switch strategies and maybe we take a break from trying to pee on him, because I think we don't have much left in the tank anyways, and we try like traditional attacks?
That sounds great.
Broomhild?
Well, right. You know, I can't say no to a day. Well,
yes.
So
right.
What do you want to do, Carrington?
I would like to, in this room, like, is it just sort of like us and then like the merman's like here? Like, can I sort of try a flanking thing so my peeps can stay in front of him, but I go to the side?
Yeah, I'll allow that. You can flip over and behind. Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to try to sort of come up on his side. Mm-hmm. And if I can get close enough, I would like to strike him. Actually, you know, I would like to boom, hit him with my shield.
Oh, nice. I'll give you a plus one because it's a new sparkly new shield. I'll call it boom damage.
8.
So you got a 9. You're successfully positioned behind him.
Okay.
And your shield's up. Broomhild, what do you want to do?
I would like to swim over, and I'm getting ready to stab the Myrmidon's hand that's holding this trident.
Nice.
That seems like a pretty good way to drop a trident. But here's my question. Has there been enough, like, time between scenes with me and Carrington, would I have a good idea of what would cause him to rage, like how to make him really upset?
Yeah, you've heard stories. I mean, you know the thing about the bear, and that's a pretty sensitive topic.
That's a sensitive topic. What Carrington, what might I know about how to make you really mad at this point?
Yeah, when I first grew my hair out and I was doing my bangs, I got ridiculed at school for having a feminine haircut. And being a barbarian, I hated that. And I hated everybody who used to say that about me.
Okay. All right. So as I'm swimming toward, I want to yell underwater, be like, don't let that girly haircut get in the way.
Roll a surge. Negative one, though, because you're cranky, because that's a sensitive topic.
Wow. Four.
So minus one is a three.
Yeah.
This is actually really good. Stephen Summers has suggested the ticking clock. You become suddenly self-conscious about your relationship status and fear that you'll die alone. You become anxiety-ridden and useless until the end of this combat.
Oh, no. This is really good.
Crippled him emotionally.
Romeo, that was too much of a burn. I didn't think you could burn underwater, but honestly, too much. Oh, no. Carrington's crying.
Oh, I'm like underwater often, but then I see Carrington's crying and I feel terrible.
Too far. Just like, I already have this like feminine lady haircut and it's like, I'm probably going to die alone. I don't know. I'm going through some stuff, you know?
Surge, you bullied.
I bullied. Oh, no. I got an eight.
Oh, my God.
That couldn't be good.
Oh, God. Let's have a look. See, eight. Satan's itch. The player is plagued by an itch from hell. And depending on the role, and the role will also determine how long the itch consumes the player, says Justin Knight. You know what? I think till the end of this combat, you got yourself a nasty itch.
It's under my hunchback. So, like, I can't quite reach all the way back there. Like, I feel really bad that I bullied this poor kid. And then I'm like, oh, God. Oh, my God. What? And I start spinning underwater.
Oh, nice. Okay. Wow. So two of you are kind of a little bit useless right now. Elaine, yep. What would you like to do? Because Ted still got his maw on the trident. So the mermaid, I've forgotten this fucker's name.
What an elemental mermaidian.
Thank you. Elemental Mermaidian. It can't use its hands, but it can flick its kind of like water tail out. But go, what would you like to do?
Once again, it's up to me, the senior citizen. Okay, here we go. My question is, when we arrived into the room, there was a treasure chest. What happened to that treasure chest?
It's still there.
It's still there, but yeah, it has those three holes, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Shisa. Okay, here we go. I'm going to try. One more time, teleport to get around the Mermaidian's neck and take my sword and slice its throat.
I like it. I will give you a plus three for that one.
Plus three. Here we go. 8, 9, 10, 11. I barely made it.
Just made it, but you made it. So you are behind the Mermaidian, which is kind of where Carrington was, but now he's in the corner crying. Yeah. So you've taken the place and you are there and you slice. But it being made of water, it's opened and it's draining, but it's kind of like with nearly dead eyes is holding onto the trident still.
Oh, come on. Okay, I want to cut his hands.
Yep, roll. 11. I need higher than an 11. Fucking
oh, 10. Oh, no. Hector.
It's 10. A 10.
Okay, I bet. Right. You don't cut the hands off, but you definitely hurt them and mangle them in a way that it does drop it. And it's kind of like not able to move. You now have the trident. As soon as the trident loosens from its grasp, it turns into this sparkling essence. And it's not super water. It's a liquid different to water that is still holding its shape. And it is twinkling.
Is it ice?
It could be.
I think that's Carrington. I think that's moisture, because moisture is the essence of wetness. So I believe that is what that turned into. Yeah.
Okay.
This looks like it could, I don't know, be some sort of fountain of youth kind of liquid.
Oh man.
Wait, Hector, could you use that trident? Scratch my itch. It's right under the hunch.
I'm could holding. You, okay.
You could do that, or you could try to capture this essence of life.
Moisture, wait a minute. Moisture is the essence of wetness, and wetness is the essence of beauty.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. That's also what I've heard. Oh no, my itch! No!
Do you have a vial or something to capture, hold it?
I have a black hole. Let me reach in there.
Yeah. Wow, an empty vial.
Here it is, got it.
Yeah. I want to send Ted over to scratch Broomhild's back.
Yes, you absolutely can.
Yeah. Oh.
Get in there.
Oh my God.
Hold her into it too.
Thank you, bro.
The trident has fallen to the ground with the essence being captured. The trident has fallen to the ground.
Like, I mean, probably gonna die alone, so whatever, but I just wanna say the treasure chest has 3 holes and we have the trident, so why don't each of us put a finger in the hole in the treasure chest like we wanted to do?
That's a great idea. That's an excellent one. That's what we came here to do.
Fingers up.
Also, side note, I think Carrington, you did such a great job. You should hold on to the trident, man. You should keep it. You should keep it. Yeah, I'm being serious. Yeah, it's yours.
Good. All right, cool. You've all put your fingers in the hole and nothing happens.
Ah, stupid treasure chest. Well, broken.
Better go back to school then.
Maybe it's busted.
Yeah, I bet it's busted.
Wait, Carrington, do you have another idea? You're so smart.
Wait a second. Have we been going about this all? Has the answer been literally right in front of our faces? Should we have used our toes?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's it. That's the answer. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, it fits much better.
Oh, yeah.
Roll. Fuck this. Roll.
Do you like a 5?
Okay.
17.
Yeah.
16.
Cool. Carrington and Elaine, it tickles. Broomhild, you're missing your pinky toe.
Are you? Oh.
Okay.
Is there any blood? Is it blood?
Nah, just gone.
Oh!
I push Broomhild back and I go, how dare you, with the trident. And I go to stab the treasure chest with the trident.
Okay, yeah, you do. And it just weirdly, the prongs line up like it's the key and it clicks into place and the treasure chest opens and in it is the ancient shard from the tablet that you were supposed to get.
The key was that we needed to be angry for it to open. That was the problem. So we were angry, then that's worked. Oh, look, we got the magic shard.
Every time we have a puzzle, we should start off with sacrificing a toe, I feel like.
Yeah.
Does this look like a flipper to you now?
No, I think it looks great.
Oh.
As soon as you remove the ancient shard from the treasure chest, you feel the whole ground shake and the island starts returning to its surface level because the magic that was pulling it and holding it underwater to be sunken has been lifted. So you guys are getting a one-way ticket to Upsville.
Uh-oh, crap, guys.
Uh-oh.
We can breathe oxygen yet?
I bet we're about to find out.
It's been about an hour.
Yeah.
So as you surface and the water starts to trickling down your throat, you burst through the seawater into the air. What do you know? You can and life's good.
Life's good, but it could be better. I'm gonna drink this thing right now and see what happens. Here we go.
Yeah. It tastes like liquid life, and you pour it down your throat and it trickles and twinkles all the way down. Roll me 2d20. Roll 1d20 twice.
Okay, here we go. First one, 13. Lucky number 13. Second. Yep. 13 again.
You gain 26 years of your life back.
No, still in your 20s, but not bad. Are you early 30s now?
I'm 31. I just did the math. I'm 31.
31.
Oh, baby, I'm back. Okay, now it looks like I can go undercover in school as a reporter, but honestly, it's better than it was before. Yes, cool.
And you're always wanting to go to that new brew pub just down the road.
That's right, yes. Things still hurt on my body, but I still like to play sports on the weekends. And I enjoy nice baths.
Lamps, seeing you guys surface with this giant island erupting, it's sitting on the island as it was coming up, so it's just kind of like looking around quite shocked, still a little bit depressed that this whole thing has just sort of like appeared underneath it.
Is a griffin an animal?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Carrington, can you please cheer up our griffin the way you talk to your bear?
Yeah, why, is it sad?
It's so sad, it's so bummed out all the time. It ate its only friend and it's gotten worse.
Yes.
Okay, okay, let me chat with him. You guys aren't gonna believe this, but the griffin is also super sad about dying alone too.
No, Carrington, don't make this about you.
No, honestly, how is it not about, okay, you're right, I'm sorry. Okay.
And Lamps is bonding with Carrington, who also is just so depressed and yeah, is like really kind of forging this friendship of dying alone. But if we both die alone together,
yeah,
are we really alone?
When we get back, we're gonna listen to some like really depressing songs from the Bard and just like hang out together. And you know, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be cool.
You guys may have to trade mounts because this mount's like really attached to Carrington now.
What's Carrington's mount?
This mount here? This mount?
Yeah, Lamps. Lamps and Carrington are like that now. So
no, but we haven't got on yet, so we can't dismount. We need to get on first before we...
Oh my God! That was good!
No, it wasn't. It was so bad. Do not encourage this.
Carrington is going to throw up again. That's how bad that was. That's how bad that pun was.
You know what? I was going to give you a +3 to your next roll, but you're 31, so you don't even need help getting onto the Lamps anymore. You're just good. 31 is young, after all. Really?
Very
young.
Very young.
Very young, everyone. Beginning,
Mod,
really.
You're still 6 years away from hitting 31. You're fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's fine.
All right, you get a +10 on the next.
Hey, everybody, let's teleport home. I'll just
This is how this fucking game works.
Oh, I got a 4, but +10, that's a 14. Let's everybody teleport.
Everybody teleport. Hugging.
Boom. You guys arrive back to the Arcane Academy. Just so thrilled that you graduated. And that's where we end today's episode of Fungeons and Piss, apparently.
Listen, we're all adults and we like to do adult things.
I would never have thought that by putting you guys underwater. It was anyway, thank you so much. This is where we call it. We will be doing an after show, and that is only for the Adventure and DM Pass holders. As we say goodbye, Rob, where can people find you? I know you are new on Twitch, so where can people join your Twitching adventures too?
It'll be starting up very shortly. I think it's Robert Buckley Official. And on Twitter, Robert Buckley. On Instagram, Robert Earl Buckley.
Hector.
I want to know what Rob's going to play. That's exciting. That's cool. I am on the internet at Hector is Funny. Thank you so much for watching and thanks for playing with us, Rob.
Hector is funny.
Hector is funny.
Yeah, there's some good laughs this one. Broomhild.
You can find me on Instagram at Kate Welch, cha 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 with 4 H's, and you can't find me anywhere else. So don't try.
Don't even try, you guys. Don't try.
Yeah, you're off Twitter, huh?
Off Twitter, off Facebook, like this close, hair's breadth away from being off Instagram. Because the problem is I buy too much dumb stuff. We can talk about this in the after show.
I am Maud Garrett. Thank you so much for everyone who followed along with twitch.tv/geekbomb and to Nathan for the bits again at the top and tail. You bookended with bits. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. We will be back next week with more Fungeons and Flagons. If you do want to catch all the episodes, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Rob, thank you for guesting. And Kate, Hector, lots and lots of laughs this time. Really appreciate you. Bye, everyone.